If you eat meat, you've almost certainly bought it from a Brazilian company called JBS, the number one supplier of beef and pork in the world. It's not exactly a household name, but in terms of sales here in the U.S., JBS is second only to Tyson. The company has also been at the heart of numerous COVID-19 outbreaks, both here in the United States and Brazil, and been accused of everything from selling rotten meat to bribing Brazilian officials. For more on the company and what their practices means for consumers, we have with us Dom Phillips, a freelance reporter for The Guardian in Brazil, and Esther Honig in Colorado, who covered JBS for FERN, the Food and Environment Reporting Network, in partnership with Mother Jones. Both join us via Skype. And I want to start with Esther. You've been reporting on JBS and the U.S. meatpacking industry for a few years now. Tell us what you've been hearing from JBS workers. You reported that hundreds have gotten sick and that at least six people have died. How is this happening?
So in previous reporting that I've done, workers have mentioned to me the bathrooms, that they're hardly ever clean. And so now during a time of pandemic, when the CDC is insisting that we wash our hands as often as possible, these workers are reporting that there was, in fact, no soap in the bathrooms for them to wash their hands. And not only that, but because of the nature of this work, you are sort of locked into your position along the production line. So this conveyor that's moving quickly through the plant and carrying large pieces of meat. And this is referred to as the chain. And that chain doesn't stop moving. And it's your job to pull these large pieces of meat off the chain and use an electric knife and a hook to break them down into smaller pieces that are then sold at, you know, grocery stores or restaurants. And so you actually have to find your supervisor, you have to flag them down, they come over, they give you permission to leave to go to the bathroom because they have to find someone else to replace you while you're gone. We also heard from workers who confronted their supervisors and told them they weren't feeling well. And supervisors told them there's no one to replace you. There's no one to come in and do your job if you leave. And that led to several instances that we heard of from workers in which they witnessed their coworkers fainting on the production line, potentially due to the effects of COVID-19, just from being so exhausted and not being able to leave work to take that time to recuperate.
In Colorado, Esther, you'll know this. Is it right that the company said at one point that it was going to test all the workers and then change its mind and decided not to?
Exactly. So this came as the outbreak was becoming even more and more severe at the plant. And the county health officials were actually arguing with county commissioners who were siding with the company. This all came out in records requests by local reporters here. And then when it finally, at a state level, the health department stepped in and said, you're going to close the plant and you're going to test all the workers. And at this point, JBS really couldn't hide anymore and say that they had things under control. And so they began testing workers, and they reports from the union as well as workers say that it started with the supervisors, the plant floor supervisors. And as more and more of these tests came back positive, the company reneged that offer to test their entire workforce because it just would have been sort of a PR nightmare. And so it had gone all the way up to the White House, where Mike Pence had come in and said, we're going to help JBS test all of these workers. We're going to get this under control. They, in fact, did not. And even as the governor of Colorado insisted that they test workers, they didn't. What it came down to was the state of Colorado offering a testing site just about a mile away from the plant so that workers could go there and get tested. So JBS at this time came forward saying, we're going to donate thousands of dollars to the food bank, to United Way, and we're also going to gift thousands of test kits to the community. So they were offering to gift tests to community members while they were at the same time denying testing their own workers.
And some JBS and Tyson workers have now filed a discrimination lawsuit against their employers, claiming that actually 90% of the meatpackers who got sick with COVID have been people of color. I'm wondering, what has JBS said about all of this?
So they have said that they've now implemented measures that encourage workers to stay home while they're sick. Whether they're being paid for that time or not is unclear. JBS has said that they have given workers above the age of 60 and who are considered at risk, so folks with certain pre-existing conditions, they've given them leave with pay and full benefits. So JBS's response is that they have, in fact, implemented measures to try and counter this pressure that workers were feeling to come in and work while sick. That being said, we continue to see outbreaks at plants and we continue to see the number of worker deaths continue.
I want to bring in Dom Phillips in Brazil. This is certainly not JBS's first major issue. You have been covering their activity there in Brazil for years. What is the reputation there?
Well, JBS is a huge and very powerful company and the biggest company in a huge and very powerful sector. The meat sector employs 500,000 people in Brazil, and it's very important in the agribusiness sector. So, you know, it's a very powerful company here. It has a complex reputation in Brazil because it's been involved in a series of scandals. Going back to 2009, when JBS and other meat giants signed a deal with Greenpeace and also with prosecutors, two separate deals to try and control cattle coming from deforested areas. And in those deals, the company promised within 2 years to control what are called their indirect suppliers. And this is the big problem that the company is facing at the moment. The way this works is that cattle are raised on a sequence of farms before they reach the slaughterhouse. They might be what's called skinny cattle on an initial farm, and then they're taken to a second farm and they're fattened, and then they might go on to the slaughterhouse. JBS and the other companies say that they are sure, but all their direct suppliers do not come from any farm that has any problems or any fines or any embargoes for deforestation. But it can't control whether those cattle have come from another farm before they reach the farm that doesn't have any problems. It says that this is an industry-wide problem and that it's trying to work with the government and other stakeholders to try and resolve it. It will not answer questions on how much of its cattle has come from the indirect suppliers. And at one point was even denying that it got any cattle from indirect suppliers. One of its rivals, which is a big Brazilian international company called Mafrig, have said it's around about half of their cattle from the Amazon, just to give you an idea.
Esther, BuzzFeed recently ran a story on the 4th of July called "Who Died for Your Dinner?", acknowledging the workers who have died from COVID-19 to bring us our hamburgers and hot dogs. And I'm just wondering, as you both cover this industry, but I'll start with you, Esther, have your own eating habits changed?
I think that's a great question. And, you know, I think I'm guilty of professing that I want to do more, that I want to, you know, research where I can find a small local producer who I think is raising cattle in a way that's ethical and maybe supporting a small packing house. You know, because there are smaller packing houses, though there aren't nearly as many as there used to be. And that's just because of these burdensome regulations. But more than likely, you know, this meat in our food system that comes from these corporations like JBS, like Smithfield and Cargill, it's so pervasive. I mean, it's everywhere, and we don't see these names. You know, these are some of the biggest corporations that many of us have never heard of, because when you go to the grocery store, you don't see the JBS logo sticking out in the, you know, mound of ground beef behind the counter.
Right, exactly. February of this year, the U.S. actually began giving or clearing the way for those Brazilian beef imports to start up again. There's no way to tell as a consumer if your meat actually comes from JBS. I'm wondering from you, Dom, your thoughts on this and what's important for consumers to know as they think about their relationships with the companies that supply their foods.
I think it's important to know that not all farms are involved in deforestation. In fact, there's a study that we've written about in The Guardian from Science magazine that found that in terms of soy, there were 2% of properties involved in 62% of illegal deforestation. So it's not all of them. The second thing is, I think we need to be really clear, the Brazilian government's coming under a lot of pressure from international companies, international investors, and Brazilian companies, putting pressure on Brazil over the negative image that its failure to protect or its unwillingness to protect the Amazon is causing for the company, for the country, and for investors. Brazil is trying to fight back by saying that it really protects the Amazon, that it's very concerned, that environmental protection is very important to this government. This is simply not true. Brazilian government has no intention of protecting the Amazon. It just wants to convince consumers that it's doing so, but it's not. I think that's very important for any listener who is concerned about the environment or concerned about what they're eating to be really aware of that. It's not.
That was Dom Phillips and Esther Honig, freelance reporters who have covered JBS for outlets like Mother Jones and The Guardian. And shortly after we spoke, a Brazilian judge ordered all employees at a pork plant owned by JBS to stay home for at least 14 days due to the most recent coronavirus outbreak among workers. We also reached out to JBS for comment on these allegations, and the company responded saying it's invested more than $100 million to enhance safety measures because of the pandemic. JBS also said it has processes in place to ensure that its products don't contribute to deforestation in the Amazon. You can read the full statement at hereandnow.org.